God, Jesus, light in the world. And I decided to do this. I let the kids fully follow God. And maybe Jesus, help me, Lord, help me.
For those of you who aren't fully awake yet, let me catch you up to speed. We're not waiting for the war to start. We're already at war. We're waiting for the first battle. That's what we're waiting on. And that feeling that you feel?
It ain't nothing!
Oh, God.
Jesus!
That's how the Patriots felt in 1776. Have faith.
Jesus, 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 Jesus!
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
Folks, it's amazing. So much has occurred this week. I know many of you heard about the bloodbath coverage, but you mightn't have missed something about the mainstream media's hypocrisy on this. I'm going to show you. We noticed a visit by Obama to England. Strange. But what is the Lincoln connection? There's a Lincoln connection Stormy Patriot put together. More on Trump's wins and how the Hollywood elites are getting exposed for their crimes against humanity. So much to cover. Let's get into it. Here we go. So, folks, before we start, I just wanted to make sure at the beginning to let you know that at Sea with LT, you can sail with us, and we know, August 11th through the 18th this year. Many of you have been signing up, and some have asked some pretty important questions. One of those is, rooms, are they filling up? Well, those choice rooms for those that like to sail are starting to go quickly, so you might want to get on there before they go away. But you're going to be hearing from me and my crew, everything that we've been through. You're going to have a Q&A session with me, meet and greet time, the whole nine, and we'll be able to share some things that I normally don't share in video, especially with some big questions. I just tell people all the time, hey, I'm sorry I don't share this on video, but let me tell you my personal opinion, and then I'll explain why I don't share it on openly videos for the world to hear about, okay? So there's some important things, and we've got some great guests that are coming, some surprise guests that I'll be able to talk to on the stage at those times that we're together at sea. And we get to see Alaska together, and you get to be with, and we know, fans. I mean, what better time to spend a week? Hope you join us. Here's a quick update commercial that was shared by Elon Musk. What's happening?
The Democrat open borders plan to entrench single-party rule, explained in under 2 minutes. 1. Flood the country with untold millions of illegals by land, sea, and air from all over the world. Enough to eclipse the populations of 36 individual U.S. states so far. 2. Prioritize the needs of these millions of non-citizens over the needs of the American citizen, with free flights, buses, hotels, meals, and phones, ensuring their loyalty to the political party that imported them. 3. Keep them in the country at all costs, even when they commit violent crime like murder and rape. Attack the language used to describe the criminals, as opposed to the criminals themselves. Slander critics as racist. 4. Ensure their privileges are made irrevocable with city and state sanctuary laws that act as population magnets. Codify permanent status and ensure non-cooperation with ICE. 5. Count the non-citizens in the census that will determine congressional apportionment in the House of Representatives. As of now, that would equal 13 extra congressional districts. A tremendous amount of electoral power. 6. Wage a massive, heavily funded lawfare campaign to change state voting laws that legalize mass mail-in ballots, no signature verification, and no proof of citizenship requirements, making it nearly impossible to prove voter fraud. 7. Lock in the permanent voting majority with campaign promises of lavish benefits and permanent privileges, enshrining generational fealty to the Democrat Party. 8. Win elections. 9. Entrenched single-party rule has been achieved. The best part? Your tax dollars are paying for it.
All this playing out more, the border seems to be a big issue. amazing that Elon continues to share these things about all of these elections, electoral power, voting laws, this whole voting scam that's been played out in front of us. We know that it's been allowed to happen so we can be exposed to and see just how evil these people really are. Through all this evil, we still have major wins. President Trump, if you didn't know, won Illinois, Ohio, Arizona, Kansas, and Florida. How about that, huh? More big wins playing out everywhere. But, of course, the exposure has to continue, as Elon Musk said. This article, an article from the New York Post, that states Google interfered in U.S. elections to help Democrats 41 times since 2008. Okay? This article understates the magnitude of the problem. Google interferes to help Democrats thousands of times every election season. This is to be expected when their censorship, also known as trust and safety teams, have far-left political views. That's right. Stephen A. Smith, probably known from, I believe, ESPN. Man, he's calling out the left for weaponizing legal systems against Trump.
Trump is kicking the Democrats, you know what?
Yeah!
91 charges.
All BS.
91 counts against him. He's been impeached twice.
Trash.
And he still ran away with the GOP nomination.
Because we know the truth.
And we're still waiting for him to go to jail.
He's not.
We're still waiting for him because supposedly he's done so much. Russian collusion. Remember all of that?
Fake news.
We're still waiting for the guilty verdict. We're still waiting for him to be incarcerated. We're still waiting for him to be seen in zebra stripes. You can't touch him.
It was a lie.
And now he's throwing this salvo. He said, yo, why don't you come beat me? Stop engaging in lawfare and using the legal system to push your political agenda. Come beat me.
How about that, huh? All these wake-up calls, it's going to happen. This guy has millions of people that watch him, and you know what? The truth is starting to fall in line with everything that we've been saying for a long, long time. Now, President Trump was out there voting in Florida. He had a chance to talk to the media. I love it when he speaks. Check this out.
They treated him very, very badly. But that's the way it is. They treated him very, very badly.
Will Paul Manafort come back to your campaign, sir?
I don't know anything about it, but he was another person that was treated badly, and he was a patriot. But we'll see what happens with that. We have a lot of people involved in the campaign that have done a tremendous job, and you know, based on the polls, we're doing extremely well.
Mrs. Trump, are you going to return to the campaign trail with your husband?
Stay tuned.
Are you confident that you can pay the $464 million?
I built a great company, one of the greatest companies anywhere in the country, especially when it comes to real estate. Have some of the greatest assets in the world. And this is a rigged trial. This was a rigged trial by a crooked judge and a crooked attorney general. And we're fighting it out with them. We have a lot of cash and we have a great company, but they want to take it away, or at least take the cash element away. Billions of dollars in value, billions of dollars in properties, but they'd like to take the cash away so I can't use it on the campaign. And this is just a corrupt group of people. It's election interference, and we'll see how the courts rule on it. And I'll be guided by the courts.
President Trump, do you think Jewish people who vote Democrat hate religion? Do you think Jewish people who vote Democrat?
I think that the Democrats have been very, very opposed to Jewish people. That's true, and to Israel. All you have to do is look at Senator Schumer. What he did with Israel is a disgrace. And I think Israel will probably not forget it very soon. It's a very sad situation.
Do you think a 16-week abortion ban is smart?
What's your reaction to Vice President Pence saying that he can't endorse you? Oh, I couldn't care less. We need patriots. We need strong people in our country. Our country is going downhill very fast, very rapidly. Millions of people coming across the border, coming from jails, from prisons, coming from mental institutions and insane asylums, terrorists. We need strong people in this country. We don't need weak people.
Do you think a 16-week abortion ban is smart?
We'll be talking about that soon.
How soon?
We'll be talking about it very soon.
Are you a conservative?
Well, we're doing very well with the Jewish voter, it looks like, and we should do very well. If you look at all of our presidents, they're saying Trump was the best for Israel, by far the best for Israel. And we're doing very well with the Jewish voters, you can see in the polls.
Do you think the Biden administration should continue?
Would you use the Insurrection Act to close the border?
They have to close the borders. Our country is dying. Our country is being overridden. This is an invasion. Our country is being invaded by people nobody even knows who they are, where they come from. Millions of people, I predict 15 million people within a short period of time, probably have 15 million people already. That's bigger than most states. And these people come from the wrong places. They're coming from very bad places. There's no checks. There's no balances. It's a disgrace. What's happening to our country is a disgrace. We have to close the border. Let people come in, but they have to come in legally.
And he keeps having to say this over and over and over and over. And yet, the media, you know, they don't want to hear that. But it's interesting, right? Because President Trump actually is clear on his answers. That's why I wanted you to hear this. He allows the media to ask questions. Unlike this guy Biden playing his little part over there with his mask on. Can't seem to want to talk to the media at all. As a matter of fact, they chase the media away every time he gets an opportunity to talk to him. Oh, yeah. So, hashtag Biden's border bloodbath has been playing out all over X. If you guys didn't know, the Supreme Court denies Biden administration request to block Texas bill allowing cops to arrest anyone who crosses the border illegally. Speaking of border, Attorney General Ken Paxton, Texas. Huge win. Texas defeated the Biden's and ACLU's emergency motions at the Supreme Court. Our immigration law, SB4, is now in effect. As always, it's my honor to defend Texas and its sovereignty and to lead us to victory in court. That word bloodbath played a big role in the media this week. If you guys turn on your television, those that might pay attention, those that wait for these reports, well, President Trump happened to mention bloodbath in his little speech the other day, referencing a car manufacturing company. What would happen in the auto industry if he loses? Be a bloodbath. It says violent migrants are not people, but animals, right? That's all the New York Post. Well, here's just an update from that, and then I'm going to show you the media's reaction to bloodbath.
So I wake up this morning, and of course, there's a well-written, very well-thought-through, not press release from the Biden-Harris administration that says that Trump is claiming that there's going to be a bloodbath if he doesn't win in November, which is exactly why Mike Pence, of all people, did not support him for re-election. So let me just put this in context. This is the exact same thing they did in the previous election where they said that Trump mislabeled Mexicans and Hispanic Americans. They took something he said out of context, same exact situation. So I encourage you all to actually watch that clip because, again, this is this mass propaganda, almost drive-by political character assassination that they try to do here. But to put it in perspective, this administration, the Democrat Party, literally has sitting members of Congress, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Nadler, that said that if we don't allow for open borders, if we don't essentially bring in migrant workers, who's going to be in the field to pick the crops, right? You had this administration, this president playing Despacito and his wife calling Hispanic Americans breakfast tacos. And they say that Trump's a racist.
Yeah. She's got it. Good point. And that, let's hear MSDNC.
He's talking about a bloodbath for America. It's laid out in the terms of it. And these idiots on Twitter.
He's talking to you and me, those that are on Twitter.
These idiots on cable news, these idiots on Sunday shows. Well, our presidents, you know, he was talking only about the auto industry. And this is one more. At 6:15 a.m. It's just.
So anyway, he's getting upset. He's cussing. And I know he's got a lot to lose, especially if we uncover who he really is. Someday we will talk about that more in his secretary. But I wanted to see this. Thanks to Santa Surfing, pointed this out. The media started talking bloodbath because it fit their narrative. They were upset about the 60 GOP people that got fired, remember, at the RNC. Why are they upset about that, were those fired RNC peeps, fake news infiltrators? You know, those people that worked at the RNC. Why are they upset about them being fired? They should be excited. but they're not. Looks like the fake news can't have access to the Republican National Committee's playbook. Yeah. And so as you go further, when President Trump says bloodbath, they lose their mind. Yet 6 days or 5 days before President Trump said bloodbath, MSNBC was saying the same words. Let's see.
Donald Trump's allies,
the same word,
have now ordered mass layoffs at the Republican National Committee. It comes just days after Trump's allies, including his daughter-in-law, took command of the RNC. Headlines calling it a, quote, bloodbath.
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 Do you hear that? Politico, bloodbath at RNC. Trump team slashes staff at committee. Absolute bloodbath at RNC as new leadership loyal to Trump purges staff.
Politico is now describing it as less a shakeup, more a bloodbath. 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 What's happening?
That's Communist News Network saying that. CNN.
I mean, it is. It's a bloodbath. Bloodbath. Bloodbath.
5 days later.
What did you think about Donald Trump's bloodbath comments? And I must note, look, Donald Trump's campaign says that he was talking about an economic bloodbath. Yeah. I don't know if I buy that, but that is in fact what the campaign said.
He uses these high impact words that have either the direct or implicit tone of violence, right? So at this point in the game, trying to parse a word like bloodbath strikes me as being entirely absurd. This is violence, violence, violence. So when he says the word bloodbath, he knows what he's doing. And then when he says you'll never have another election again, if I don't win, well, that too has a tone of violence to it as well. The only way to
tone of violence, I think we'll stop right there. These guys all have a problem with bloodbath, but they didn't have a problem when they were the actual ones using the word. Almost like President Trump threw bloodbath in there on purpose when he heard them use these words about the RNC just to see them go crazy over it. It's just amazing. The fake news getting exposed once again for all to see. Well, speaking of blood and our health, check this out. Are you ready to elevate your wellness journey? Well, look no further than chlabs.link/AWK. Dr. Shelley Lockley's interview with LT unlocked a wonderful way of unveiling the true nature of many conditions you may be facing and how to combat those ailments. You might have been diagnosed with something and need a second opinion, or you feel a little bit off and you're dealing with symptoms, or simply want preventative support to ensure you're as healthy as you can feel. Well, one of her clients, Terry, said, Dr. Kelly recommended I take her brain health home test to see which nutrition I was needing specifically to improve the health of my brain. Since starting the recommendation on nutrition, I've noticed more clarity in my thinking and memory, less brain fog, and maybe best of all, I have been migraine-free for 4 months now. That's a great testimony. Visit again, chlabs.link/AWK. It's in the description box below this video. And reach out to Dr. Lockley today.
Make former President Trump sell his assets at a reduced cost. And if he wins on the appeal, it's easy to ask how that's fair that he's then engaged in this fire sale. But not only that, Wall Street Journal editorial board says insurers may also fear Miss James' legal retribution. That's highly problematic. And you've made this point many times. They say anyone who does business in New York ought to worry about how Miss James could likewise twist the screws on them.
Mm. I don't think it's a case about Trump at all anymore. I think people should be thinking about the policy being put in place here, the competitiveness of New York State versus other U.S. states. But more importantly, the message about the American brand. You think about America, the reason this is the number one economy on earth is that we have laws and we have due process and we have property rights. It attracts foreign capital from all around the world. All of that is being shaken to the core here. The concept of seizing assets in 30 days on a bond number that's never been issued. No insurance bond company's ever issued anything near this. So there was no chance it was going to happen. And only giving 30 days notice and time. That's a really bad message. And I think New Yorkers should think well past Trump, whether he's president or not, or whether this attorney general is gone in 4 years or not, it's irrelevant. This is case setting against the American brand. the most stable country on earth anywhere to put capital to work over a long period of time, particularly in real estate, is the United States of America. This is an assault on what we believe to be core. And I find it extraordinary. I think it's very troubling. It has absolutely nothing to do with Donald Trump at this point, in my view. And it is completely bipartisan. This is an attack on America. Hmm. And I don't know how you can look at it any other way. And as an investor, and I know plenty of investors are completely disturbed by this. But, I mean, no one is going to put any money to work in New York in these amounts until this thing settles down.
How about Kevin O'Leary, huh? From Shark Tank. Nice and calm there in Fox News, but then he goes over to slamming Letitia James on CNN. I think this is something golden. I wanted to keep an eye on him for how this all plays out for us to see. And just certain ways that people are out there handling certain things. And I think it's pretty big for Kevin O'Leary. He's got a big following.
I don't think this case is about Trump anymore. I think this case is about New York. It's about the American brand. It's about what we promised the world in terms of fairness and justice and investing capital in a country that's built the largest economy on earth. Forfeiture, seizing of assets. Is that in our nomenclature in America? Is that what we tell people that want to bring their money here and protect property rights? Forget about Trump. Nothing to do with Trump. You think this is good for business in New York? You think this is good for business in America? To take a law that we use to protect people against buying refrigerators at an overpriced value decades ago and apply it against an individual and then talk about seizing assets like he was in Venezuela? Hmm. Or in Cuba? This is very, very, very bad look for New York. And everybody around the world is watching this. This may be great for the Attorney General, but this is not good for America.
But in terms of the valuation, can you be clear as to why? I mean, why would the properties not be sufficient collateral?
What a great message to send out all around the world. Take a claim where there was no monies lost. There was no fraud here in the context of actually people losing money. Deutsche Bank, who made the loan, was made whole. And let's make a penalty of $500 million against a crime, apparently, where no monies were lost. Great message for New York. Great message for America. Bring your capital because we'll protect your property. I think that was a statement that would be much better made sometime in Venezuela. I'm not kidding. That's a scary, scary message. And by the way, there are no such thing as $500 million bonds.
The laws exist to
protect the marketplace. There are no $500 million bonds. Never been done before. Never. This law has never been applied. Forget about Trump. Nothing to do with Trump. Everything to do about America and the New York brand. I love this state. My children live here. A horrible message to everybody around the world watching this. Absolutely horrific.
Well, wait, Kevin, but hold on a second. Kevin,
Trump
what would
be
the...
gone one day. This attorney general will be gone one day. And this
I have
is what
a
you
wonderful
want to tell
voice, and it won't
world.
Be talked
this
over.
Is how
hold,
we
Kevin
treat
O'Leary,
money in America.
I would like to
this
hear
is
you have to
not
say, but
America.
What are you doing?
Not America.
Way to go, Kevin O'Leary. He's not having it. He knew. I'm going to have to raise my voice to get these folks to listen to me. But on Fox, he was nice and relaxed. You know, they kind of let him talk. Interesting, huh?
Kevin O'Leary, I would like to...
Screaming and yelling. Anyway, for all to see, we continue to wake up to just the massive amount of things playing out for everyone to hear. Keith Olbermann actually chimed in. Biden-Harris actually put out a comment. Trump says he has been treated worse than Abraham Lincoln, who was assassinated. Keith Olbermann chimed in, there's always the hope. Basically saying he hopes that President Trump would be taken out. Again, imagine what is Keith Olbermann holding on to. What are the secrets that he has in his closet? What are the things he knows will take him out for who he really is? So speaking of Lincoln and all these connections with Lincoln, I thought that Stormy Patriot Drew, I believe, did a great job kind of connecting these Lincoln deals. I like seeing this stuff.
All right, some really, really mind-blowing comms going on right now with Lincoln and Lincoln. Let me roll through them. So, you know, Biden's State of the Union address, he mispronounces Lincoln Riley for Lincoln Riley. And that's going to come back full circle when we get through this. But then on March 15th, we have this story of giant smoke outside the Lincoln Memorial. Okay. Then Trump, in his speech in Dayton, Ohio, says he's been treated worse than Abraham Lincoln, who was assassinated, is the tweet by the official Biden-Harris team. Okay. Keith Olbermann goes ahead and retweets that and says there's always hope. And that becomes mainstream news there that he's talking about an assassination attempt. Then we have Mr. Scavino. And he's putting out a truth about Abraham Lincoln. Then we have John Solomon, who Q says to follow for comms. And there is Abraham Lincoln behind Biden, the Golden Eagle. Interesting. But this is where it really gets crazy. Okay. So I had posted that Obama went to the Lincoln Castle. He did not. He went to the Lincoln Castle. But check out everything that's involved here. This is just really crazy. So let's go through it. So he's taken a picture with the future queen, Princess Elizabeth. Took time out of her studies. Guess where she's studying? The 22-year-old royal is studying history and politics. Where? Lincoln College. What? And Barack Obama, with her father, King Philip, at the Castle of Lincoln. Sounds a whole lot like Lincoln Riley. And if you think I'm reaching, look how they pronounce it over there. The exact spelling. Lincoln. What? So he's standing next to the future queen who is studying at Lincoln College in the Castle of Lincoln. What? Lincoln. Lincoln. Full circle. Mind blowing. Is
this the... Interesting, because Tom Fitton even comes out, says it's damning information. According to Durham report, President Obama's CIA director John Brennan, then Vice President Joe Biden, former Attorney General Loretta Lynch, and the infamous former director of the FBI James Comey were briefed in August 2016 about the plan by Hillary Clinton and the DNC to create a false narrative linking President Trump to Russia. We've known all this for years, and they still talk about it. It still comes up. The FBI knew the Steele dossier was a sack of lies, and yet they still pushed false allegations in the nefarious FISA warrant applications against Carter Page. They made it a point to try to crush Trump and those around him. It was a purely political banana republic effort to change the course of a presidential election and presidency. Many key Durham report findings were already disclosed thanks to Judicial Watch Freedom of Information Act investigations and litigation. Durham let down the American people with few and failed prosecutions. Never in American history has so much government corruption faced so little accountability. Let me be clear. The FBI and Justice Department and their political masters in the Obama White House are responsible for the worst government corruption in American history. President Trump is a crime victim who was targeted by a seditious conspiracy by Obama, Biden, Clinton, and their deep state allies. And those deep state puppets, one of those Obama arrived at 10 Downing Street to meet with senior UK political and security officials. Oh, yeah. This unannounced trip comes just days after a bombshell report revealed he involved the UK's intel agencies, along with the CIA, to spy on the Trump campaign and administration. Oh, better hurry up and get on over there. What's interesting is this Obama, guys, if you look at pictures and videos of him, doesn't even look like the real guy, number one. Number two, It's amazing how they let him just walk all alone. Doesn't have his Secret Service around him or anything. Is it that well protected there? Is that why they don't have Secret Service? Or was he the real Obama? Who knows? For reference, considering the news for that particular day, why does Obama travel in advance of President of the United States to foreign locations? Why is it relevant? Huh. Interesting. And the fake news is the enemy of the people. All they were shouting was bloodbath, bloodbath about President Trump. Oh, yeah, they just couldn't help themselves. They just had to do it, right? Bloodbath, bloodbath. It's all they wanted. It's just tie President Trump into bloodbath. As a matter of fact, let me have Steve Cortes explain this bloodbath thing. In case any of you have no idea what I'm talking about, I said, you know what? I probably need to let folks in on what's going on, those that don't watch the news at all.
Were these the right comments to make? And how do you then tell somebody at home that was listening to this that this, oh, is only about the auto industry when something like this is happening in real time?
Well, because, Alex, listen, I'm frankly appalled that you only played that carefully edited, narrow clip of his remarks. Because if you played it, if you were being a legitimate journalist, if you were doing real storytelling, and if you played it in full context, it's incredibly obvious that President Trump was talking about the auto industry and saying that for the auto industry, particularly when it comes to competing against China, that it would be a bloodbath, a business bloodbath for that industry. And he's exactly correct. And that is a term, by the way, that is often used in an economic or business sense. If you go and just search bloodbath Wall Street, you'll find plenty of stories out there about a bloodbath meltdown in the market. That's exactly what Donald Trump is talking about. So you are correct in one sense, Alex. It has been promoted ad nauseum by the media, but it's nothing but a propaganda lie. And I think it's reprehensible that you now have contributed to that lie this morning by showing that clip without the context of what he was clearly talking about.
Now she's going to show the clip because she's upset.
Entitled to your opinion, but don't disrespect me, please, in referring to my journalistic abilities. Let's play the full soundbite for you.
Well, if you were a journalist,
let's play the full soundbite for you.
Let me tell you something to China. If you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal, those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us now, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected... Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath.
So it's incredibly clear, isn't it? He's saying it will be a bloodbath for the U.S. auto industry. By the way, he's exactly correct. If China is able to circumvent trade rules by switching plants to Mexico and then switching production into the United States instead of employing Americans. So what he's talking about there is economic populism, is onshoring of productive capacity back to the United States in many industries, including in the auto business. And he's saying quite correctly that it will be an economic bloodbath if he is not elected.
There's outstanding. Way to go, Steve Cortes. He covers it for us. Fake news. Bloodbath. That's all they have. Oh, man. It's just amazing how we keep learning so many weird things. All the things that were in the news, I'm sure you guys go out shopping. Some of you don't pay attention and you say, well, what's going on? Well, some folks are claiming the king over there is gone. UK claims that King is not dead. Huh. Kate isn't dead. Fake Kate's, she's spotted by TMZ. Abdication? If so, why is Will and Kate shopping? Obama expected unexpected visit, not greeted at door, but no Rishi. How come Rishi wasn't there at the door to greet him? Interesting. A lot of missing folks. Kate's missing. King's missing. Rishi's missing. Fake Kate shows up at a fake shopping deal. Rishi's not there. Fake Obama visit surprise. I declare war scenario. UK needs to be very careful. They can't stick to the script and off script. They make stupid decisions throughout history. Huh. We need to arrest Ray Epps, says Fletch 17. Breaking the DOJ has charged influencer Isabella DeLuca for touching a table that came out of the Capitol during January 6th. Yep, touching a table is now a crime. You touch a table, J6, it's a crime, and you're put away. All of this and more to show us how this is all playing out. You know, they put away in jail Peter Navarro. We interviewed him here on this channel, I believe it was last summer, of maybe a year and a half ago, maybe. And he was a defender of those that were part of J6 because he knew that the good folks who showed up, he realized what was going on and how they were being played and put in jail for nothing and other things that he's done to defend Americans. Well, they put him away, and I'm going to show his speech in a moment to the press and also show you General Flynn, some things that he has to say if he's allowed back into the Trump administration, and much more. Before we get there, we're at andweknow.com. You can watch us on Rumble. Follow us on X. Truth, Hope, Faith, and Freedom. That's where we're at, folks. andweknow.com. So many things you can find there on our website. You can also find us at thepatriotlight.com, where we have home, politics, world news, markets, faith, social news resources. You can actually go below this video and find the link for all of these sites. That's right. You can also go to shop.andweknow.com. We've got sweatshirts and hoodies, hats, and so much more. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go to this site. I haven't been there in a while. I'm going to show you exactly what's going on as Jamie and Angie have been putting so much together. Shop the 828 collection. Be entered to win an AUK prize pack. Make a purchase March 19th to 24th to enter. So any of these Romans 828 shirts, the new ones, and you can see what we've got. I'm going to pull this one up. The new Woman's Cali Wave Romans 828 Scripture Pullover, available in multiple colors. Let me see. Let's click on this color right there. You guys see that? Another color, the front end, the back part there. We got another color with red there or orange there in the front. Look at the back there. That is amazing colors. Amazing what they did with the camo there and more. And you could see that particular logo and how it looks. Isn't this amazing? They just did phenomenal work for all of you so that you have these different shirts, different colors, different designs, with the new Romans 828 on the back. Love those. Here's more great pictures of Patriots wearing our gear. So here's the ex-Trump aide, Peter Navarro, blasting Pelosi, Clinton before heading to federal prison.
Are you nervous, and have you spoken to Donald Trump?
I am not nervous. I'm not talking about, I'm going to claim executive privilege on the Donald Trump conversations. I've had the greatest amount of support from Donald Trump and his team, and they can put me in prison. They can put you in prison. Make no mistake about that. And make no mistake about this. They are coming after Donald Trump with the same tactics, tools, and strategies they used to put me over there today. Okay? Think about this. Stripped of all defenses before a jury trial. That's going to happen to him. Democrats in all the jurisdictions he's in. Fannie Willis in Atlanta. The guy in Manhattan, Bragg, and then of course Jack Smith at the Department of Injustice, as we like to call it on my side of the fence. So I'm pissed. That's what I'm feeling right now. But I'm also afraid of only one thing. I'm afraid for this country, because this, what they're doing, should have a chilling effect on every American, regardless of their party. If they come for me, they can come for you.
So Peter Navarro is very upset. If the audio is not coming in good, he's basically said, I'm afraid for this country because this, what they're doing, should have a chilling effect on every American, regardless of their party. They come for me, they can come for you, he said, before also becoming the first of the Trump White House circle to begin serving a prison sentence in connection to January 6th. Mm-hmm. Another one connected to all of this, the guy who should really be going to Gitmo for treason, if that's what most of us would hold on to, would be this guy, Listen to what he says about J6 and President Trump basically saying there are hostages being held at J6.
I know in the past you've said Mr. Trump's reckless words endangered you and your family on that day. What do you think when you hear him refer to those people facing charges as hostages and patriots?
Well, I think it's very unfortunate at a time that there are American hostages being held in Gaza, that the president or any other leaders would refer to people that are moving through our justice system as hostages. And it's just unacceptable. I was there on January 6th. I've no doubt in my mind, Margaret, that some people were caught up in the moment and that entered the Capitol. And they're certainly entitled to due process of law for any nonviolent activities that day. But the assaults on police officers, ultimately an environment that claimed lives, is something that I think was tragic that day, and I'll never diminish it.
And the legal system is processing these individuals through and giving them trials.
Yeah, they are. And you are sitting there knowing that real Americans never did anything violent. You're sitting there knowing exactly how the three-letter agencies put the entire thing together. We had the details from Woo's News, you guys know. The acts that were played out, the people that did this whole thing. I showed you a day or two after January 6th, all the details we already had that were floating in. Agents getting out of their vehicles, changing into Trump outfits. Police pulling the barriers down, letting people in, waving in folks, say, come on into the Capitol, opening up doors that actually can't be open unless you push a button. They're magnetic and super heavy. You can't get in unless they let you in. All the actors were exposed. And he sits there and just, how can he do this? But we also know that he got rid of General Flynn, right? Couldn't stand him. All the news media said that Pence got rid of General Flynn. Laura Logan said in an interview that General Flynn did with Benny Johnson, which I'm going to show you, the Benny Show, Benny Johnson. Laura Logan pointed out, wow, I have known General Flynn for a very long time, and he is rarely so open and direct in public as he was in this interview. I would urge you to listen and pay close attention to every word. You will understand why he had to be their first scalp and why they are terrified of him ever getting back in a position to hold them accountable. Because he will. All of them. This man cannot be bought. He will not sell his soul, and he will never give up fighting for God or for this country. Listen to this.
So everybody in our audience knows that you were railroaded and that you were enemy number one because of what you just detailed. You knew where all the bodies were buried, probably metaphorically and literally. And they didn't want somebody with your capacities to be at the level where you could actually end programs or bring change or expose some of the evil things that our intel agencies were doing. Now, Donald Trump is looking like he's heading towards victory. Now, who knows what they could come up with? But as at level, Donald Trump's going to win like 40 states in 2024. And so it's going to be a landslide. And there have been a lot of rumblings about potentially reappointing you Director of National Intelligence, FBI Director. Would you accept a role like that in Trump, a second Trump administration?
Only on one condition, that I could actually accomplish what I think needs to be accomplished with reform, government reform. I would obviously keep, if I were put into these positions, whatever that position is, that I would have one condition, that I could do the things that I know need to be done, and I believe that President Trump would allow that. I mean, some of these organizations, Benny, need to be completely shut down.
Could you name them? Could you illuminate for us, like, who needs to be shut down and what would you do? What changes?
Oh yeah, because people typically, to me, they'll go the DOJ, the FBI, kind of like you just did. I think the first institution that needs to be shut down is the Department of Education. There is no rhyme or reason why the Department of Education, there's nothing that the Department of Education has done since, I think it was Jimmy Carter that created it, that they have accomplished that has made our population smarter. Nothing. The Department of Education. Now, somebody's going to throw a lot of money at the Republican Party and go, I want to be the secretary of whatever. That is a department, a large department with a large budget that does nothing to make America great. Okay. So the Department of Education needs to be shut down. I mean, closed. Thank the people, give them a 30-day stipend, let them walk out the door, lock everything up, take their badges, go away. Then there's these other organizations that are within the U.S. intelligence community, and what the CIA was originally chartered to do and what they have become, and what the FBI was originally chartered to do and what they have become. And I'm kind of in the realm of where I think Vivek Ramaswamy has said a couple of times about the FBI. I'm for what he has talked about, which is if not a completely shutting down and recreating that kind of a capability, then just shutting it down. I mean, they are so that particular organization, and people need to understand the FBI is a subordinate to the Department of Justice. Okay, it's not like some extra, you know, terrestrial being out there. They are part of the DOJ. So the DOJ inside of Washington, D.C. And I know, like you say, sort of metaphorically and probably literally where the bodies are buried. These are the kinds of things that I know. And this is why they needed to get me out of there as fast as they could, because, you know, even things like the National Security Council, when I took it over, there was like 500 people at the height of the Cold War. In the late 1980s, it was like 25 to 30 people on the National Security Council. I take it over and there's 500 people. It's insane. And all of them, all those people, Benny, in the national security apparatus, they're all spies. They're all spying on each other, or they're spying on the White House. They're spying on and most of them, because the Democrat Party, the Democrat Socialist Party, has done a tremendous job, masterful job, strategically, to build into our infrastructure, to build into our institutions, all these people that run, you know, when we talk about the deep state, it's not political appointees who are some political hack. These are people who are deeply embedded bureaucratic ticks in the system of government that we have right now. And I know how to get to them. I do know how to get to them.
He says, I know where, he almost said, I know where the bodies are buried, but he knows how to get to them. Can you imagine getting back into the administration? And he said, only one condition I'll serve with President Trump, that I can actually accomplish what needs to be accomplished with government reform. This guy needs to be careful. What do they have on him? Back to Peter Navarro, folks, and the things that have happened to him, putting him away is sickening. I thought Charlie Kirk did an amazing job basically showing us exactly what's going on and why is it always seem like the good guys are the ones paying for crimes, but the guys that are actually criminals seem to get by with it.
All right, everybody. Right now, Peter Navarro is going to federal prison. What is Peter Navarro's crime? Did Peter Navarro spy on a sitting president? Did Peter Navarro launch a coup using the Federal Bureau of Investigation? Did Peter Navarro riot till 3 a.m. and burn down America's cities? Did Peter Navarro assault police officers? Did Peter Navarro facilitate invasion on our southern border? No. Peter Navarro decided to invoke executive privilege to not testify to the January 6th committee. And is now going to federal prison. Peter Navarro is a patriot. Did Peter Navarro take bribes from Ukraine to influence the U.S. government? Did Peter Navarro get wire transfers from the mayor of Moscow's wife? Did Peter Navarro have connections to the Chinese Communist Party? Did Peter Navarro go on a year-long binge of drugs and hookers all on camera, as we have here in the Marco Polo report? You know, the crime of Peter Navarro is that he decided not to squirm. Peter Navarro is a loyalist to the Trump and the MAGA agenda. Now, whether or not you agree he should have been protected by executive privilege is besides the point. Eric Holder was referred to the DOJ for defiance of Congress, contempt of Congress. But this Department of Justice goes after Steve Bannon and Peter Navarro to go put them in federal prison. Not to mention the government thugs and gangsters that still never saw a prison cell. Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Bruce and Nellie Orr, James Comey, Clapper, Brennan, Lois Lerner. They laugh at us. They chuckle at us. It is not hypocrisy. It is hierarchy. They believe that they are a protected oligarchy. Peter Navarro is a true patriot. Here he is before he's going to federal prison. Not even a house arrest, not some sort of concession. No. You see, this is more and more evidence that the United States of America is not the free country it once was.
He nailed it. What happens when they start coming after all of the podcasters, those out there getting the truth to everyone about what's going on, and they start saying, you know what, you guys are a danger to society. More and more we're watching this play out, day after day, criminals being exposed. Did you guys know Marjorie Taylor Greene led a hearing on investigating the black market of baby organ harvesting? Oh yeah. Sick things that are going on Earth. Also, just make sure you guys know, 2007, 2008, our economy's GDP was $15 trillion. International debt was $9 trillion. $9 trillion. 2024, our economy's GDP will be $28 trillion. Our national debt will exceed $35 trillion. Yeah. The green line pays for the red line if you're looking at your screen. How much longer do you think this can continue? This huge gap with our economy, all the problems happening for so many people on this earth, in the United States, and more. Kind of remind me of what this guy had to say. Why can't I afford anything anymore
to fill my gas tank? Why can't I buy groceries anymore? Why can't I pay my rent? Why is it my parents could own a home? Why is it my grandparents could own a home, have five kids, two cars, and the wife stays at home? And I'm married. I have an advanced degree. My wife has an advanced degree. And I can't even afford rent with our combined income. What the hell is going on? They were blue-collar union people back in the day. You know, I always go back to The Simpsons. It's the most prescient show of all time. As that was a show started, I think it was 1988. Homer Simpson is an uneducated blue-collar worker. And he owns a home with four bedrooms, two cars. His wife stays at home and he can afford three kids. Think about that. That's the real mind of that show. And that was commonplace in 1988. We all just, nobody looked at that like, what the heck is going on? And then you look at today, can you have that kind of lifestyle on a blue collar salary? No.
You can't. It's playing out in front of all of us. And you know, every week we try to have Dr. Kirk Elliott on. And this week, if you missed it from Sunday, we did a TikTok review. DOD controls silver, what? And silver over gold. Amazing interview. He talked about this and more. You guys can go to amwino.com/gold. It's in the description box below and reach out to Dr. Elliott and his team.
Hello.
Well, yeah, you don't want to overpay for your hamburger, right? I mean, you want it to be the cheapest burger you can because you've got this weird addiction to hamburgers and you're eating it every single day, right? So. Imagine now the Silver Institute is controlled by the Department of Defense, which is the largest user and consumer of silver on the planet. What is their motive? To keep silver prices low because they need it for missiles, for torpedoes, for battery cell technology. Because, you know, like we saw a couple of years ago, remember there was that ship that like started on fire in the Atlantic somewhere with all these electric vehicles coming in from Europe. Well, why was that? Because lithium ion batteries don't respond very well to salt water. Right? So that's right. It's on a ship. The air is salty. And they started on fire.
And so he had good reason to tell you that silver has a terrific year ahead. could outperform gold to hit a 10-year high. And so all this information really helps you out, and you can reach out to them about your money. Some of the rich, they're making decisions based off of things they've noticed. There's a multi-million dollar fund manager, Bill Flagg. He divests from Tyson Foods over the firing of U.S. workers to hire illegals. Yeah, Tyson's firing U.S. workers, and they're hiring illegals. He's the $79 million American Conservative Values Fund, ACVF. He announced he is divested from Tyson. He won't buy any more stock in that company. That's how you do it. Other things that have been exposed lately would be those, Sergeant News Network shows us Elon Musk shared a video, this video on his Twitter, and wrote, "Most reasonable people, because they are reasonable, cannot believe the goal of the far left is to end America."
You're over here appropriating a space for your own personality.
I'm a journalist.
You're not a journalist.
How do you decide who's a journalist?
I mean, considering I was fired as a journalist, you're no journalist.
Literally, would you rather be itchy or sicky your whole life?
You're not doing this for, like, what the actual conversation is, which is getting rid of this country.
Getting rid of this country?
Getting rid of America, getting rid of the West. This is what this is for.
You want to get rid of America?
Yes. Everyone here understands that at some level we need to get rid of America completely.
What should we do?
Decolonization, land back.
Where should we go, though?
In our communities. We need to go leave the capitals, leave the central capitals of commerce, of capital itself.
Yeah. Where are they getting this information from? A researcher and best-selling author, Abigail Schreier. She warns parents that schools are not your friend.
Schools are not your friend. And when they are not parents' friends, and when they say that, just having the mental health experts talk to your kids, yeah, they're not your friends either.
Right.
That's what parents need to know.
Show me why you say that.
Well, because a few things. First of all, the last book I wrote was all about an epidemic that was largely encouraged by school counselors, mm-hmm, right? That's what they would do. They would, affirm a child's transgender identity and deceive parents. The act of the school policy was, and still is in many places, to lie to the parents. And as I show in the book, the social emotional learning exercises are very much the same. The parents, they don't even call them parents, caregivers, that's what we're reduced to, are outsiders. And who presides over it all? The teacher, the school counselor, and they know best. They are the trusted adults that are always talked about in the materials. And it's the same sort of thing. The effort to undermine child-parent relationships and is real. And I have to tell you, that's what I argue in the book would happen. And after I finished the book, two studies came out. Researchers in Europe were looking into the same things that I was claiming in the book. In Europe, they were doing these social emotional mm-hmm exercises with the kids in both Australia and the UK. And two major reports came out. This is academic research, peer reviewed. And they said that these techniques with kids, the coping mechanisms, the emotional regulation techniques were making kids sadder, more anxious, and more alienated from their parents. And it's the same thing.
So explain that to me, the coping mechanisms. Everybody thinks, just give them something to fidget with, or give them, a stress ball, or they count to 10 and breathe. Why are those so bad?
Well, because they start by saying, think about a time when you were sad. Does anyone want to share a time when you were disappointed or let down or sad? So now we're increasing what they call rumination, the number one symptom of depression, which is dwelling on a past pain. Because in order to teach the mechanisms, you have to first to induce sadness in the group. Right? If there's happiness, there's nothing to teach them. If you're asking about a time that was great in your life, there's nothing to teach. So you start by inducing sadness in the class, mm-hmm, which of course is bonkers. But let me tell you something else. Who's in charge of keeping a child well and safe? The parents. So inevitably it tees up criticism of parents. Why? What was happening? Well, my mom went out that day. Or my mom didn't have time to look at my homework and I was really sad. The criticism of the parent is almost inevitable, because you're asking kids with this authority to talk about a time when they were sad, to share their trauma. Well, whose fault is that the child was traumatized?
That is playing out all the time. We hear about it more and more, about schools and children and what's happening there. And then they get home and say nobody's around and they want to watch an award show. Maybe like a NAACP awards. And then Usher gets up there and they're like, oh, there's Usher, the guy that I watched after the school just got done doing whatever they do to the kids. And he says this.
I would have received this amazing award from the devil, from...
Nah, Usher, don't try to clean it up. You said it right. You received it from your father.
Yep, listen one more time.
Award from the devil, from...
He almost said the devil. These folks constantly waking up to what's happening all around them. I put in the description box below a Drake Bell 30-minute video. Courageous, heartbreaking, entire testimony of being sexually abused, sodomized, and groomed by Brian Peck at just 15 years old. The mental and physical anguish he endured was caused by a man who was pen pals with a serial killer and brought into the fold to guard over children. Not only this, but Hollywood insiders and actors came to the defense of the man just convicted of sexual abuse of a child in extremely vile acts against Drake. Acts instead of Drake by writing letters to plead with the judge to give this pedophile a more lenient sentence. They even showed up in court to support him, the pedophile, over Drake. This is Hollywood to its core. Play a few seconds of this.
I knew that my life was going to be absolutely completely different from that point on. I was sleeping on the couch where I would usually sleep, I woke up to him I just opened my eyes, I woke up, and he was sexually assaulting me.
And you have to watch this entire thing. It gives you the background on how this all played out. Drake's comments in court was utterly damning as he told them all to their faces, "You will forever have the memory of sitting in this courtroom and defending this person, and I will forever have the memory of the person you are defending violating me and committing unspeakable crimes." The law was so lax with him that he was back on the street quickly, and Disney ended up hiring him to work on their hit show Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. Why would Disney hire a convicted pedophile to work on a children's show? Drake's father weeps when he thinks about how they tore him and his son apart. It takes an incredible amount of courage for him to finally speak out about the evil that was done to him. So he should absolutely be commended for exposing the dark underbelly of what can happen to child actors in Hollywood. If we cannot defend the defenseless as a society, then we have truly failed. Save the children. This needs to be shared with more and more people. These sealed indictments, folks, from October 30th, 2017 through July 31st, 2018, remember? Sealed indictments. That all came up in post number 15 when we saw Podesta indicted, Huma indicted, 11.3, 11.6. There are more good people than bad. There's wizards and warlocks that will not allow another satanic evil person control our country. Realize Soros, Clintons, Obama, Putin, etc. are all controlled by three families. The fourth was removed. You're seeing a deep cleansing is occurring, and the prevention and defense of pure evil is occurring on a daily basis. How do we know this should be shared now? Well, Elon Musk shared, 1.7 million people join X every day. He posted this at 3:18. It's a 15-second video. The 15-second video matches number 15. A deep cleansing is occurring of pure evil daily. Grasshopper connected all this. Sealed indictments times two. Deep cleansing. See how that works? We see you, Elon. Hats off to Tiffany on this one. That 3:18, March 18th, matches 3:18, and the 1809 matches the sealed indictments. There's a lot of people going down. These crimes are being exposed little by little, drip, drip, every day. The school systems, Hollywood, the indoctrination, how it's playing out for all to see. How all of the crimes against President Trump are actually those, the criminals are the ones trying to go after him. And by going after him, they're trying to cover up their own crimes against humanity. Peter Navarro stood for the truth, did all he could to defend himself and defend our freedoms, yet he's taken in. Those that can go back and make sure that the real criminals are put away are starting to make waves, like General Flynn and others. The mainstream media is losing their mind. They're being exposed every day for who they really are, a bunch of liars. They have definitely, I hope they're in those sealed indictments, and I hope they pay for their crimes and their lies against all of us. It caused a lot of pain for many. But we don't need to live in fear. Ultra Pepe Lives Matter reminds us it is helpful for Anons to remember that great evil being unveiled does not equate to losing. In fact, it's quite the opposite. Our job from day one was to push the Overton window open and help people see just how sick the ruling elite, the old guard, was. We were called to awaken the populace to crimes against children, corruption, blackmail, pedo-wood, and the thousand other rabbit holes embedded within the Babylon system. The precipice, although it has felt like a loss for many, has been a necessary revealing to so many more blossoming red pill enthusiasts. The seeds have been planted and watered. The winning is awakening. It's happening all around the world. Your perspective on what loss or victory means as a social media red pill distributor can mean the difference between burnout, exhaustion, or a level of peace knowing you're doing exactly what you're called to do. Matthew 24, verse 26 through 28. But don't be afraid of those who threaten you, for the time is coming when everything that is covered will be revealed and all that is secret will be made known. What I tell you now in the darkness, shout abroad when daybreak comes. What I whisper in your ear, shout from the housetops for all to hear. Don't be afraid of those who want to kill your body. They cannot touch your soul. Fear only God, who can destroy both soul and body in hell.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for how you continue to guide and direct our thoughts, our minds, our very souls, the inner being of all these things that have been played out in front of us day in and day out for the years of the exposure many have had to deal with. We need a deep cleansing of our own minds. We need guidance and direction from you on what next steps need to be taken as we live on this earth and we move about our day, as we run into people throughout this entire earth. How are we supposed to think? What are we supposed to say? How are we supposed to help others? As it might appear dark to many, we see a glimmer of hope, as it seems and appears to be, that soon and very soon we'll get major victories and we'll watch a massive cleanup of all of these players, these actors that have been in front of us, these puppets taken away, and we see a restored American freedom throughout this earth that you intended. We ask for continued protection from those who want to hurt us, protection of those who are on the front lines, the many journalists who are doing the best they can to expose the enemy for Peter Navarro and his family, protection. How we need you. Without you, we can do nothing. We ask all this in the name of Christ our Savior. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you for your support. Thank you for all that you do for us, for hitting that follow button, the share button, and more. We certainly appreciate you. Thank you for all that you do in love and support as an Am We Know family. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Am We Know. Signing out.